Now, oh, yeah. Good morning.
I just saw him walking along the street. Ah!
That's all you do?
That's all I'd have to say, yeah.
He'd be like, great, another one. Appreciate it, man.
You know, he probably would too, God. Or it'd be, I'd say, hey, tool man!
Yeah, yeah. Actually, speaking of tool man, so you know his show Last Man Standing? Mm-hmm. Apparently, his character, Evan Baxter, is going to come face-to-face with Tim the Tool Man Taylor in an episode of Last Man Standing. So
really?
Apparently, like, Tim the Tool Man Taylor's, like, either going to come in and have to work on something or... But, yeah, so he's going to have both characters on one show. Yeah. Yeah.
Be awesome.
Yeah.
Is he going to have Al with him?
I don't know. That'd be pretty awesome if Richard Karn was there. But a lot of past characters have made, like, cameos. I believe mm-hmm. Jill was on there. Not as Jill. She was on there as, like... his sister or something like mm-hmm. a friend. Mm-hmm. And then Jonathan Taylor Thomas was on there for a handful of episodes.
Nice.
Yeah.
So. Did you know Richard Karn wasn't even supposed to make it past like the first couple episodes?
He was there as a fill-in. He was there as a fill-in for the other guy. And I've seen the other guy, like you'd know him. And it was like, it wouldn't be the same. I don't think
it wouldn't, you know, Al would not be Al if it wasn't for Richard Karn.
I think it worked out. Yeah. And he came in and did such a good job that they're like, yeah, mm-hmm. We're going to go with you, man. So anyway,
Hey, man.
Who knew? Cool. Who knew?
Today I learned.
Yeah, yeah. All right, we got to do your, rock news? Yeah, rock news and rock history. Here we go.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
Nailed it. Well, Brian Head Welch said Korn hasn't joined the roster of acts doing streaming shows for one simple reason. Family. Welch told NotFest.com, quote, "We actually were talking about it, and we were doing this and that with management. The other guys got young kids running around, and what are you going to do? Just leave their wives with the homeschool stuff? I'm impressed with my Korn brothers. They're stepping up and doing school with their kids." Could you imagine being in, like, your virtual classroom and Anthony Davis is on there like, "Oh, yeah, actually, you know, I have a question here," helping out little, I don't know his kid's name, little Timmy. And I was like, wait a minute.
I think I've seen you on an album cover, too.
Hold on a sec. Yeah. Wait a minute. What? I mean, that'd just be awesome, man.
It would be wild. And imagine being that kid being at school, you know? Like, are you automatically cool? Like,
you gotta
be. Hey, your dad is in Korn. I love Korn.
Yeah. Of course, now for a lot of, if they have young kids, Korn might be considered classic rock, some of their early stuff now at this point when you think about
it. Stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I love classic rock like your dad's band. Like, what? What'd you say to me, you little... now, however, though, fans shouldn't lose hope. He went on to say, quote, "Who's to say we won't do something soon or early next year? I don't know. But I'm telling you, they are the best fathers, and I'm proud of them. So that's probably the reason, family first." Welch adds that the band does have some stuff in the works for next year. He said, quote, "We just have such exciting things to come next year, and I'm so excited for that. 2021 is going to be a year of greatness. It's going to be so amazing. Please let the shows happen, please." So
that's what we like to hear, man.
Yeah.
Nice.
Silver lining, you know, we should see some great stuff from Korn in 2021. But right now, hey, you can't knock them from doing the family stuff. You got to take care of that stuff. So, all right, there you go. That's your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, 1958, Motley Crue bassist and some would say the mastermind, Nikki Sixx, was born in Seattle.
What?
Yeah. The fact that guy is still alive and kicking is unbelievable.
Pretty wild story, man.
Dude.
Pretty wild story. I need to go watch that documentary again.
Yeah, the movie documentary. Yeah, it's really good. It's really good, you know? And it's not like kind of your typical kind of boring documentary. Of course, not that anything Motley Crue's ever done has been boring. But, yeah. So there you go. Happy birthday, Nikki Sixx. That is your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
We'll be back.